Baz Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam of Hilchas Trumas in the Sefer Zrum, where we continue regarding the one who does the Truma and his intent. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding having an agent do the Truma. So, Oysa Adam Shliach, a person can make an agent, Lahafer Shlei Trumas and Maises, to separate for him his Trumas and his Maises, like it says in the Pasuk, Bamidbar. Kain Terimu, so you should do the Truma, Gam Atam, also you. What's Gam? L'Ram B'Shluch Acham, to include even your agent. Now, but the Einais and Shliach Goy, you cannot make a Gentile into an agent. Shemekin says, Gam Atem, also you, comparing the Gam to Atem. Ma'atem b'nei b'ris, just like you are people of the covenant, av shalchachem b'nei b'ris, also your agents have to be those from the covenant. Halacha Beis, chamisha lo yitroimu, there are five individuals who cannot do Truma. Vim Tomer, and if they did take the Truma, in Truma, some Truma, even after the fact, the Truma is not valid. You have a Cheresh, the deaf mute, Vashaita, the mentally deranged, Vakotin, and the minor, which they don't have Das. And v'hanachri shatar meshal Yisrael, the Gentile who did the truma of the Jews' produce, v'afilu b'shusa, even with his permission, like we said that he's not able to be an agent. And v'atorim esha'ena shalai, someone who does truma on that which is not his, shalai b'shus habayim, who doesn't have permission from the owner, which he has not been designated to be a shliach. Now, v'atorim eshaloi ha'shalachem, but if let's say someone takes truma from his own produce on someone else's produce, then Harezu Truma, that actually would be valid as Truma, because that's a merit for the owner of the Paris, where he's fixing his Paris, and if he's like his Shliach, and Batikin Parisehim, and he has fixed, meaning that now it's valid Chul, and it's not Tevel anymore of that guy's produce. But Batavis Anoshaloi, the benefit of deciding which coin gets it belongs to the one who took off the Truma from his produce, and nice little whole country, so he can give it to whichever coin he wants to. Halacha Gimel. Hatayim Shalei Bishos. So if someone takes Truma without permission, or he goes into his friend's field, and he goes and he gathers produce without permission, so that he could take them, and he goes and he does truma. So he goes and he takes truma from someone else's things. Let's say, now, it depends. So if the homeowner comes and he sees, oh, the guy he wanted, or whatever it is, or he just took truma from that guy's produce without permission, and he's doing on that person's stuff, taking off truma, and he bumbly tells him, "Kalech itzli yafis, oh, you should have gone to the better stuff. Thank you so much for doing the truma for me, but you should have taken the better stuff." So it depends. Im hoyusham yafis im mashat term, if there actually were better produce that he could have taken the truma from, truma said truma. It is a valid truma, sharinamak, but we see that he wasn't bothered. If anything, he said, "Oh, thank you, you know, you could have taken even better." But vim lohoyusham yafis, but there was no better produce than what this guy took truma to give to the kain from his own produce, from the homeowner's produce, ain't truma so truma, it's not a valid truma. Shla amalai ela derech micha, because he was only talking actually in the way of protest, saying, did you find the better? No, had you found better, you would have even taken those too. You would have stolen everything, the best of my quality. So therefore, he's actually protesting, and therefore it's not going to be a truma. Now, vimbaba labayis valikit v'haisa, but let's say the homeowner comes along and he sees that, oh, he took truma already for my stuff. Oh, he wanted to eat, or he just did it as a favor for me. But he wasn't designated. But then he goes and he gathers and he adds on to the truma that guy, that other person had already done. Then bein yesh leyafis mehen bein enli. So whether he has better ones or not, in contrast to the previous case, truma or truma, either way it's going to be valid truma, because obviously he's adding on to what that guy did, and therefore he's glad with the truma that he had taken. Now, halacha dal chamisha lo truma, there's five people who should not do truma, but in contrast to the previous case, vim tarmu trumasim truma. If they did do truma, after the fact it is a valid truma. And that it's Cheresh Medabe Ben Shemea, a deaf mute who is actually, he could speak, he just can't hear, so he's deaf, not deaf mute. And so he does have Das, he has intelligence, so why can't he be the Shleach? Or to do it himself, he can't do it because he can't hear the Bracha, and all the Bracha is the person supposed to be able to hear what he's saying. And or someone that's mute, who could hear, but can't speak, the arm and someone who's naked, where the two of them, they cannot make the bracha, either because he's mute or because a person cannot make a bracha when he's totally undressed. And Vashikr, someone who's intoxicated, Vasuma, someone who's blind, because he cannot be precise to figure out and to designate exactly the best ones, which you're supposed to. So initially, these five individuals should not go ahead and do truma, but after the fact, since they do have intelligence and they could be the owner or whatever it is, then they're able to go ahead and do the truma. Halacha hey. If a minor got to the age of taking vows, which is a year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, even though he did not bring two pubic years of Leinasagol, they did not become adult, if he took Truma, it's a valid Truma. And if a Philip Truma, even regarding biblical Truma. The reason is, since biblically their vows or their hekdesh is going to be valid, like we explained, the halachas of Nedarim in the 11th parak in Halacha Aleph to Dalet. So here also, where it's a type of a hekdesh, therefore it's going to be valid as long as they reach to the Aina, the time of taking vows. Now, Halacha Vav, the Ramah is regarding different situations regarding an agent that went to do the truma. So, if someone tells his agent, say your trimly, go out and take the truma for me for my produce. The halach literally went to take the truma. Now, the homeowner doesn't know. He sent someone to do it for him. Doesn't know, did he take the truma or not? Didn't give him a call back to tell him if he did it. Now, ubo matzakri tarm. He comes and he finds a pile that was separated. Enches kasek tarm. We do not presume that it was a proper truma. Because shein oimen bisrum, we don't say regarding prohibitory law, which is the case by Tevel, we don't say we presume that the agent did his agency as a leniency, we actually only say it as a stringency. And actually, we suspect that although we see that it's separated over here, maybe someone else did it without permission, which that guy's not a shlich, and therefore it's not valid, and the original guy maybe didn't do it, and therefore we have to suspect that it was not properly done. Halacha Zayin. Let's say someone says to his agent, say go out and take truma. So, term gedaita shabbal bais, he does the truma like according to the personality of the homeowner. Meaning, if he knows that the guy's a very stingy guy, he only separates one out of every 60 to give his truma. If he was someone who was a very emotionally, spiritually satisfied person, meaning a very generous person, then he takes 1/40th. If it doesn't know his personality, so mafresh lebeinus, he takes it somewhere in the middle of the road, which is echem echamishim, one out of every 50. Now, let's say neskam lebeinus. Let's say he intended to do the medium type, but also biyode echem arbama echem mishishim, and he ended up taking by mistake either 1/40th or the other extreme 1/60th. So the truma after the fact, it's going to be valid truma because it's somewhere within the proper range. Now, v'neskam lohisav lebeinus. Now, if he intended to add on to the medium range, and he was term even 1 out of 99, which there are gesoys that say 1 out of 49, which would make sense, where he's intending to do more. Well, there it's also biyadai, but here we're saying, what do you mean? You don't know. He's supposed to do 1/50th, and here he's intending to do a little bit more stringent, which is 1 out of 49. In Trumasi Truma, then again, it's not going to be valid Truma because he's supposed to do 1/50th, and if he's intending to do differently, that's not going to be valid. Halach Ches Ram continues regarding Truman situation of when there's partners, when there's a partnership. So Perish HaShutafin Chayavas B'Truma U'Maisus. The produce of a partnership is obligated in Trumas and Maisus, like it says in the Pasuk, Masroi Seichem, in the plural, Afel Shoshnaim, even if it's only two people. Now, V'Ashutaf Mein and Tzrichim Litl B'Shuzim is their partners don't have to take permission one from the other. Elokala Term Mehem Truma. So Truma, whoever takes the Truma, it's going to be a valid Truma. Now, let's say Term Echel Mehem. Let's say one of them took Truma already. And then the second partner came along and he took a second truma. He didn't know that the other guy already took the truma. So if, in other words, each one really relies on what the other one does, he just didn't know about it. So the second guy's truma is not going to be anything, because had he known that the first guy would have took truma, he wouldn't have taken. But if let's say they don't rely on each other. Now, so it depends. V'tarm harishon kashir, if the first guy took the same amount as the second guy, ain't trumas hasheni truma, then the second guy's truma is not going to be a truma, because since they give him the same amount, had he known that the first guy already did it, he would have relied on him and he wouldn't have taken his own. But leitarm harishon kashir, let's say the first guy did not take the same amount as the second one, rather he took a little bit less than the second guy did, other than trumas named truma, then both their trumas are going to be valid as truma, because since the first one didn't take like the amount of the second one, most definitely the second one's not relying on the first one, and he wouldn't have made an agent on his own. So too, the first one doesn't agree to the second guy's truma, because he's giving more than what he's giving, so it comes that each one is taking truma on his own portion. Halacha Tes Ram continues regarding different types of agents for the halacha of being mafresh truma. So Emil Shutov, if someone says to his partner, or the ben beis, or to his family member, or to his male or female servant, Litrim to take the truma, b'holchu litrim, and they went to take the truma. But then he nullified their agency before they went and took up truma. So im leishana hashliach, if the agent didn't deviate from what he was told to do, truma say truma. Still, it's going to be a valid truma. But if he deviated, let's say he told him truma natzafin, says, oh, take truma from the north. But truma nadomin took from the south. Since he also had already initially nullified his agency from beforehand, then the Enter Trumas can be Truma. Meaning, had he not nullified his agency, even though he changed from north to south, it would have been a valid Truma because people are not usually bothered by that. But together with the fact that he nullified his agency and he deviated, if he doesn't deviate, so we say that you're not able to go ahead and just nullify with your word when you already made an agent, but Bidvarman doesn't help. But if he also had deviated from the agency, those two together will say it's not a valid truma. Halachiyad aris shatarm, regarding a sharecropper that took truma, that he has a portion in the produce, which is in exchange for the work that he does, and then the homeowner comes along and he stops him from taking the truma. So it depends. If he didn't take the truma and he's stopping him, saying truma is a truma, then the truma is not going to be valid truma. But if he's stopping him when he already took the truma, it's going to be a valid truma. Now, and the caretakers of the properties of the orphans, his truma is a valid truma, where he has a responsibility to make sure to feed them something that's not prohibited, and rather it's musukanin, and if it's a valid truma. A robber, a thief, and a strong man, trumas and truma, their truma that they take is a valid truma. But if, let's say, the owners were chasing after the thieves, so you obviously could tell that they didn't give up hope of maintaining their ownership, then the thieves' truma is not valid because they're not considered the owner, as we see this real owner still holding on to his ownership. A son, or hired worker, the slave, and the woman, they take truma from what they're eating. But they shouldn't take truma on all of the food. And the reason is, a person cannot take truma on something that's not his. It's not the workers, not the sons, it's not the slaves, it's not the women's, it's the homeowners. Their own thing that they're eating, they can take truma. Haben kesheichlem aviv, the son, when he's eating with his father, and he's a dependent on his father, and v'ish b'sasa, the woman, when she's making the dough, then termim neishem b'shus, then they can take truma, because that's, with permission, they're considered a designated partner in this, and it's considered their rights. Then they could go ahead and take the truma. Halachi gimel, hapoyelim ein lem rishus litrim shleim das balabais. The workers, they don't have permission to take truma from the produce without the consent of the owner. Chutz min haderchem bagas, except for those who are workers that are pressing the grapes in the vat. The reason being shem yutzel tamasyan, if they wanted to make the wine impure, harim etam miyad, they would have the ability to mitam it right away. Now lafisha maslehem beminim alken, and since he gave them over that a job, and he trusted them on that. So harem kishluchen. So they're obviously like agents in addition to take the truma if they see it fit before it becomes tameh. And if they take truma, truma, some truma, there it's going to be valid truma. Halach yadal poil shomalei balabais. The worker that the employer said, k'naisli garni usroim, I want you to gather for me my granary and take truma. And he did the reverse order. Ritarmi took truma v'achka konas, and then he gathered it together. Shumas to truma is going to be valid truma, because even though he said the other order, it's not particular about that, and therefore it's going to be valid truma. Halachat hazvav, the Ram continues regarding with the truma of a guy, of a Gentile. Hanachi shevish truma mishaloi. Now, we already said he cannot take for the Jews' truma, but what if the Gentile was separating truma from his own produce? So it didn't tarish any truma. Biblically, there's no halach of truma. Lefish in the chayim, they're not obligated, therefore there's no validity to that. But the Vraim Gazr Shatiya Trumasi Truma, rabbinically they decreed that his truma should be a truma, Mishum Bali Kisan, because of the wealthy landowners, Shalayya Zahamam Shalayisrael. We don't want that it should really be the Jews' money. But Yitla Isa Bagai Kaday Lafatra, he's gonna make it dependent on the Gentile to exempt himself, because like, oh, Gentiles, oh, we'll give it to them, we'll sell, we'll make some type of a ruse. But rabbinically we said it doesn't help. If it's the Gentiles, his is also rabbinically obligated. And ubaitkin is a good shevet truma. Now, however, we inspect the Gentile who did separate this truma, who we said rabbinically it's going to be considered as truma, but we check him. Imam, if he says bedasis holy hefresh tia, says with whatever the intention of how a Jew normally separates, that was my intention. So then tinas the kain, give it to the kain, this rabbinic truma. But v'im lav, if not, then tuun the geniza has to be concealed away, and it's forbidden to have benefit because shema b'li b'la shemaim. When he says, oh, maybe this truma, this elevated thing that you know maybe he had in mind to give it to shemaim, to heaven, to hektish, which would make it a problem about Me'ilah. Now, but then Ramon, when do we say this whole halacha is Be'eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel? Of a goy shevet shumah b'chutz lo'etz, but of a Gentile separate shumah out of Eretz Yisrael, v'ir lo gazar lein, the rabbis did not make even a rabbinic truma on that. U'meidin oyster shein, it's like we notify the Gentile, he doesn't have to do anything with it. Ve'in the truma klal, it's not like truma at all. Halacha design, Ram continues regarding the different terminologies of the separation of the truma, and different stipulations regarding it. So Meskavan Lema Truma Vama Meiser. That's someone had a mind to say this is Truma, but he said Meiser. Or Meiser Vama Truma, he had a mind to say Meiser, he said Truma. So Lema Kumi hasn't said anything. Because actually, Pivot Liba Shaman has to be until where his mouth, what he's saying, and his heart are the same that he said what he had in mind. Let's say he has Truma B'mach Shafter. Let's say he separated Truma just with his thoughts. Well, he didn't say anything with his lips. Hariza Truma, then there will be Truma, as long as not being contradicted by his heart. Shalom, it says in the Pasuk, that it's going to be considered, it says the word machshava, nechshav lechem trumaschem, your truma ketrumas garen, like the separation of the granary, which we see, but machshava bovat, your truma, that even just with one thought, it's going to be truma. Lachi yedzayin, mafresh truma al tanai. Someone separates truma on condition. So in this kamer tanai, if the condition is fulfilled, are you truma, then it's truma. Fim lav, it's not in a truma, it's not truma. So let's say someone separates Truma and he changes his mind, he regrets it. So he could ask to the sage, and he could permit it, he could undo it, just like we undo other types of vows. And it goes back to being unconsecrated produce as it originally was. Until he goes, he separates a second time, either that which he originally had separated, or some other produce to be the Truma Zemaisis. Halachi Yitchas. If someone separates a pit of wine and he says, he says, okay, I'm going to take out truma from this pit of wine on the condition that it comes out whole, intact. So what does this condition mean? It's coming out whole, meaning not to be broken and not to spill out. Meaning, because that a person has in mind when he's taking out the whatever the wine that's coming out that should be truma on the rest of the pit, that the container might break or might spill, and then if it's truma, it's going to be mixing with all the chum that is in the pit, and it's going to ruin it all. So he's saying, I only want to do it if it comes out whole. So his intention was that it shouldn't break or spill. But it doesn't have to be saved from tumah, because tumah is not so common, so he didn't entertain that. So when he says shalom, he didn't mean regarding tumah. So even if it becomes tummy, it will be a valid truma. Now, vim nishbura, if it does break, so inam adabas. It's not going to make it problematic with a mixture of truma in the chulin wine that's in the pit, because it didn't become truma, because again, his condition wasn't fulfilled. But let's say nicha b'makom, but let's say he placed that pitcher in a place that he took out of the pit. Shimti shaber shamayt iskalka, that it would break over there, it would roll loitagila, but it would not get to the pit. So, and then ultimately it does get there, harizim demas. That would make it problematic of a mixture of now the truma in the chulin pit. Shekvan iskam etznai. Because the stipulation was already fulfilled. It was already considered that it was olam and abar, and if it later then ends up over there, then it will make it problematic for dimua. Now, lachi tes, remember, when we say all these halachas, but truma gedayla, is regarding the main truma, which that has to be taken in the mukav near the rest of the produce. But truma's maisa, regarding truma's maisa, which is what the Levi takes over 10th to give to the kain from his 10th, shemutalitim shalem in the mukav, would you allow to go ahead and separate that, even if it's not near the rest of the chulin produce, which was the tevel, now become a chulin? Ah, there, Kimensha also, once the pitcher came out of the pit, Niskayim tonight, then automatically the condition was fulfilled. And that is because if his intention was to prevent the mua, then he should have just taken out the pitcher of wine to a place where he's not concerned that it's going to roll into the pit and to create the mua and call Truma's Mais over there. Because it doesn't have to be near what's called Minamukav. And since he didn't do this, obviously his intention was not to prevent the mua. And then for the moment he takes it out of the pit, it's considered truma, even if it breaks right then over there. And therefore, if I read truma's maisa, it is going to be considered truma's maisa. V'av b'shenishbar nishbachan, even if it breaks or it spills. And vein tzarch lemishim, as Ram said, became tummy, that for sure, it will have halacha truma's maisa. And then again, yeah, it would make it a problem of the mua. Halacha chaf. Oimer, if someone says, shalamal truma, what's on the top should be truma, shalamata chulm, what's on the bottom should be chulm. What's on the top should be chulin, and what's on the bottom should be truma. So Dvarav Kayamin, what he's saying is valid. But doesn't tell him again, the halacha of the separation of truma depends on the intention of the one who's doing the truma. And since he's designated what should be what, that's going to be valid. Now Ram concludes in halacha chaval regarding the kavana of the one who's doing the truma. Hatorim es agarin, if someone separates the granary, he's taking truma. He has to have in mind that this should be the truma on the pile, and it should include everything. So it should be va'ama sheba kotan. It should be also regarding the stalks that are that were cut but weren't threshed. Va'ama sheba tzadon, also what's on the sides of the pile. Va'ama sheba techateven, what's in the straw itself, because it's not possible that the straw shouldn't have some kernels of wheat. In other words, he has to say it should cover whatever is seen and whatever is not seen too. Hatorim es hayekev, someone's taking truma from the vat, which is the pit that's in front of the vat, which is where the wine drips down into that. He has to have in mind that it should exempt what's in the wine that's in the pits, but masha bezogim and what's in the peels. If someone takes truma from the cistern of the wine, he has to have in mind that the truma should cover what's in the dregs, which is the refuse of the grapes or the olives. Now, but if let's say he didn't have in mind, El Tom Stami just took the truma, Niftarkol, everything will be exempted. And the reason is Shatanai Bezner Shatrumalakol, because that's the stipulation of the courts that the truma should cover everything. Hatrem Kalkola Shaltain, if someone takes truma of a basket of figs, the Nimtsu Te'in Bitsarakokola, and then you find figs on the side of the basket, Arei Lebaturin, those are also going to be exempt. And the reason is, like we said, they should believe a litra malakol, because his intention was that the truma should cover everything, not only what's just in the basket proper.